Alice Connie Glenn meets me at the stairs leading up to her apartment in Anchorage, a wiggling black and white mutt named Kumuk at her side.
Come on, get inside.
Come on in. Oh, great. Oh, my God.
Glenn's apartment is cozy, full of light and plants, with colorful paintings and prints on the walls. And for the better part of a year now, it's been not only where she lives, but also her makeshift recording studio.
And so this is the living room, and so I've done a couple of interviews here where we're just kind of chilling on the couch.
Most of the time, we talk in here.
Glenn leads me back to her small kitchen, where we sit at a round glass table in the corner. Glenn's podcast is called Coffee and Kwok. Kwok is the Inupiaq word for frozen or raw meat or fish.
Hello, everybody. I'm Alice Kunniklin, and this is Episode 3, LGBTQ and the Native Community on Coffee and Kwok.
Glenn says her podcast is meant to celebrate and explore contemporary Native life in urban Alaska. She grew up in Utqiagvik, but has lived in Arizona, Florida, and for the past few years in Anchorage. She wanted the title of her podcast to evoke both the contemporary and the traditional parts of Alaska Native life. But she says, to be clear, coffee and kwok don't actually go together in a meal.
I was trying to introduce the title to, like, my dad, and I was like, Dad, I think I want to call it Coffee and Kwok. He's like, tea and kwok. We don't drink coffee with kwok, Alice. And I'm like, I know, but no, it's just the idea of it, okay?
And so Glenn just turned 30 this year, and she says she was inspired to make the podcast because she didn't see stories being told in the media from the perspective of young Alaska Native people. That's a big deal, she says, because when you don't see yourself reflected in the narratives put out into the world, it's easy to internalize the message that you don't matter. She wants coffee and kwok to provide that missing representation, to spotlight the ideas and conversations of young Alaska Native people. She also wants it to broaden the range of stories that are told about Indigenous experiences.
We're often defined by our disparities, some of the struggles that we're going through. And I don't want that. Yes, those stories need to be told, but also many of us are happy, many of us are thriving, many of us are doing great things. And hopefully those highlights can inspire other young Native people to do the same.
In one episode of her podcast, she talks with two young Alaska Native women, one an artist, the other an artist and curator, about cultural appropriation. In another, she digs into why some Arctic Native people don't like to use the word Eskimo to describe themselves, and even find it offensive. Here's part of that second episode, where she interviewed Holly Nordlum, an Inupiaq artist from Kotzebue, about why she doesn't use the word Eskimo.
This is where I come from. The history of the word wasn't ours. It was given to us at a time when we were marginalized. Mm-hmm. And really, like, now we're marginalized, but not like we were then.
Yeah.
And we were subject to their views and their ideas very strongly when it was given to us.
Glenn says these interviews have been a continuing education for her, a way to engage with important topics and deepen her own thinking by listening to the insights of others. It isn't her full-time job yet, but she wants it to be.
It just feels like magic, and it's what I think about when I wake up in the morning, and it's what I think about when I go to sleep.
Glenn has a range of interests career-wise. She went to college for aerospace studies, which she says she might go back to one day. But for right now, she's looking for ways to make the podcast the thing she does 24/7. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig, reporting from Anchorage.